I mean, just getting adjusted. You know, I've been out here for a week now, so I mean, it was good to get up and down. You know, it's been a while since my last college game for actual game, so I mean, it was good. You know, definitely to get up, down, and just compete.
You mad at Sean for calling timeout?
Nah, we good. We won.
Ryan Miller from KSL.com. Where do you kind of just want to? What do you want to show during the summer league?
I mean, I don't think about showing. It's just about getting better every single day. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, I don't think, you know, it's a big, you know, a deal. Just, you know, showing, you know, out or having good or bad games in summer league. I mean, it's a learning process for all of us. So, I mean, you know, being out here and being able to compete is, you know, definitely important for me and just trying to get better every day.
Andy Larson, Salt Lake Tribune. What was your impression of just playing in this building and in front of this crowd for the first time?
It was a great crowd for a summer league game for sure. So, I mean, looking forward to it.
What do you kind of, what is your take on the Elam ending, that target score, just in general?
Yeah, I played in a couple games with Elam in it. I mean, it's actually pretty fun. I feel like it gets, like, more intense down the stretch. So, I mean, it is pretty cool.
Do you think there's ever a time where it could, like, enter the NBA in general? Like,
yeah. Nah. I mean, I don't think it should, but, I mean, time game, I mean, I don't know. I don't make rules. So, yeah.
Ryan Kostek, Jazz.com. How do you mean just your first summer league game, you're in the closing lineup, you play all of overtime, just having, you know, Sean have that trust in you, just what does that mean?
I mean, like, it's a learning thing, to be honest. I mean, I made some mistakes down the stretch as well, so, I mean, it's like a self-evaluation on myself as well, so. I mean, for me, it's watching film now, learning, trying to get better every day, and then being ready for tomorrow.
Is it easier to evaluate yourself, like, during those high-pressure moments?
I mean, I'll say so, yes. I mean, because for me, it's just, you know, just making a simple play. I mean, sometimes, you know, I might not make the simple play or just, you know, try some, you know, not good at all. So, I mean, just learning from it.
I don't know if you've been asked about this, but do you know why... Or what was the reason that you were listed at 6'5", USC, and then came in 6'5"?
Because I had shoes on. I mean, but the combine, I didn't have shoes on. So right. I'm really like 6'4", but I mean, they make you stand kind of weird at combine too. So, I mean, it is what it is. I don't really look at it, to be honest.
Yeah.
What do you think about your potential, like, kind of backcourt pairing with Keontae? Obviously, you played a lot with him tonight, and how that works as you guys fitting together?
I mean, for me, still learning from everybody, to be honest. I mean, I see the big jump he made, especially from the first year. I mean, it's incredible seeing him in practice and then the game as well. So, I mean, just learning from that every day, I think that helped me, you know, as I go on with my career.
I think you guys both can play point guard and are both kind of different kinds of point guard. Mm-hmm. Like, what is it that maybe you bring to the game that I think you can rely on, I guess?
I mean, for me, it's just, you know, just getting everybody involved, finding shooters and things like that. I mean, I feel like it just depends on the play at the time where, you know, he might make a different play than what I make. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm just glad we just learning from each other and, you know, we're getting better every day.
What did you think of your reads tonight?
You know, some of them were good, some of them bad. I mean, I got to definitely work on the floater a little bit, especially when it's going 7-5 down there. But, I mean, it's cool.
How long does it take to kind of, I guess, build chemistry with a guy so that you know, like, where he likes the ball and when you, like, the timing of it?
Yeah, I mean, probably take a little bit of time. I mean, some of you really been here since Monday. So, I mean, it's definitely a learning progress for sure. And, I mean, we just build on what we, you know, every day, and looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks, Isaiah.